former students occupied nearly 200 schools for the past month in protest, Sao Paulo State Governor Geraldo Alckmin has suspended the planned closures of 94 public schools in Sao Paulo State. But students say that's not good enough. They are holding fast in about 145 schools, half of which were slated for closure. The other half are actions of solidarity. In the week leading up to the temporary hold on the plan, demonstrations also extended beyond the schools with a wave of student street protests, some of which military police violently cracked down on. The state government says the planned closures are part of a reorganization aimed at making the public school system more efficient. São Paulo Regional Director of Education, Sandoval Cavalcanti, said, "All students, parents, communities and teachers can rest assured that they will be served by the state network. The reorganization would close some schools that mix junior high schools and high school in the same buildings. Education officials say this would improve the quality of teaching and make for better use of resources." But Sao Paulo's leading teachers' union, the Official Education Teachers' Union of the state of Sao Paulo, has blasted the reorganization. They say the state government plans to make at least some of the school closures permanent, which would overload an already overcrowded system. They say it's already common to have 50 students in a classroom. School overcrowding was one of the reasons that Sao Paulo teachers took part in a three-month strike earlier this year. Following the initial wave of occupations against the closures, the students are now calling for better overall public education standards. Speaking from the João Kopke school occupation in a dilapidated part of the city centre, nicknamed Crackland because of the visible population of street addicts, 21-year-old high school senior Diego Anges dos Santos said classrooms are overpacked, there are security issues, teachers don't turn up, and there are not sufficient computers, tables or chairs. He sees the closures as a direct attack by the state government on the rights of poorer students.
The state government wants to take away our right to education because they know it's the most powerful weapon that we have. Without this, they know they can manipulate us.
20-year-old Jessica Santiago de Souza is occupying the Salvador Alenji High School in the impoverished outskirts of Sao Paulo's East Zone. She works during the day and studies for her high school diploma at night. She's the oldest in her class, having dropped out previously due to family problems.
There are only two other schools in this area, and I'm scared that the classes will be too filled. Also, we all know that some people aren't really interested in studying, and the more of these people we have to a classroom, the more problematic it will be.
João Carlos Novaes Luz of the state's teachers' union says authorities are not taking into account the difficulties many students face, and the loss of a neighborhood school could mean the difference between dropping out or continuing one's education.
Being away from home, in a different environment, in a different neighborhood, with different students, different teachers, all of this is going to have an impact on the students' learning.
Some analysts predict that if the closures go ahead as planned, at-risk students will increasingly drop out, restricting them to low-level jobs in the future and making them more vulnerable to gangs and crime. Brazil has one of the highest murder rates in the world, with around 10,500 children killed in 2013, which is around 20% of the overall figure. It also has the world's fourth largest prison population, having grown by 74% between 2005 and 2012, with the majority of inmates being young, poor and uneducated. Further complicating matters, Brazil recently passed a law lowering its age of criminal responsibility from 18 to 16, much to the dismay of human rights campaigners. Since the occupations began, officials have served protesters with several eviction orders, all of which were overturned by judges at the last minute. In audio released by the independent media group Jornalistas Livres, Sao Paulo state education officials are heard saying they need to prepare actions of war against the occupations. But while protesters have vacated some of the schools, most of the students currently occupying nearly 150 buildings say they plan to stay put until the closures are cancelled entirely. Sam Cowie for FSRN, Sao Paulo, Brazil.